A man strikes a deal with the devil to see his struggling baseball team win, but as the story unfolds, a question is posed. Can a man outsmart the devil and beat those damn Yankees? Tri-Valley Repertory Theater answers this question when it returns at the end of this month with its spring production of Damn Yankees. The musical, starring Dominic Lessa as Slugger Joe Hardy, Jen Maggio as Temptress Lola and Ray D'Ambrosio at Applegate, is directed by John Mayo, who said the piece brought back a bit of nostalgia for him. I grew up in New York City, so I was a diehard New York Yankees fan, he said. Mickey Mantle was in my era and everything they're talking about that they hated about the Yankees, I loved. So, that was the first thing that attracted me to this story. Additionally, Mayo said, he was drawn to this story because as a young man he recalls listening to the Damn Yankees album in his uncle's basement, and while he said would strike his own deal with the devil to play Applegate, he is just as happy directing Tri-Valley Rep's cast. D'Ambrosio possesses a twinkle in his eye, Mayo said. He possesses the, come on, let's go have a beer, kind of man's man. He appeals to men and he's attractive to women. He's a bon vivant. He's a very good actor and he's also a lovable character. He has a wonderful larcenist smile and he is an endearing person. Maggio is a standout, he continued. She is the ultimate professional and works incredibly hard. The woman who plays Meg, Susan Tonkin, stands out. She is very sympathetic, which is exactly what that character needs. She has a beautiful voice. I think the sum of the whole here is a standout cast, the director added. Most of the time you see one or two people who you feel like filled a hole, and that's not true in this show. There are small parts filled by very talented actors. Mayo admitted many themes and representations are not indicative of modern society but said it was important to perform the musical straight and without any major adaptations. He did, however, say Tri-Valley representative made a couple minor changes as a nod to female empowerment, notably when Lola performs her dance and sings the famous, Whatever Lola Wants, number. According to Mayo, this production has Lola addressing the women in the audience instead of the men during the song to say, this is how we do it to get what we want. We are manipulating them to meet our needs and we are far more empowered than they think we are. This show has a meeting of good versus evil and choices that we have, Mayo said. It has the niche of baseball and I think those are important, but it's more important that people go out and stand in a room and greet people and fist bump or hug and feel a sense of being normal again. They need to get out and see something light and comedic and this show is all of that. There's nothing heavy in this show. Damn Yankees was penned by George Abbott and Douglas Wallop with music and lyrics written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. It was developed as a retelling of a Faust legend and is based on Wallop's 1954 novel, The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. The original Broadway production won the Tony for Best Musical in 1956. The Tri-Valley representative production opens next Saturday, April 30th, and runs through May 15th at the Firehouse Arts Center, 4444 Railroad Avenue in Pleasanton. Performances take place Fridays through Sundays. Tickets are available through www.trivalleyrep.org and www.firehousearts.org or by calling 925-931-4848.